Good afternoon, my name is Michael Kaiton and I welcome you to Inside SCOM. Inside SCOM is a program that comes your way every Sunday from 1:30 in the afternoon here on TWR Malawi, and the aim of the program is to present a biblical perspective on matters that affect young people, more especially students. Today we begin a 3-week series on Code to a Life of Integrity that will be facilitated by Ellen Napala, who is the SCOM General Secretary. We'll also hear a testimony from Aaron Mwase and an update on what's happening in SCOM. So please, let's be together. But for a start, I invite Bethel Music and give us a track titled The Goodness of God.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
You are listening to Inside SCOM.
Listening to Inside SCOM.
And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness.
That's a song titled The Goodness of God, done by Bethel Music, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR. And today you're with me, Michael Kaiton. Now I invite Ellen Napala to introduce the teaching on Call to a Life of Integrity.
Daniel chapter number 6, verses 3 to 5. Then this Daniel became distinguished above all the other high officials and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Verse number 4, then the high officials and the satraps sought to find a ground for for complaint against Daniel with regard to the kingdom. But they could find no ground for complaint or any fault because he was faithful and no error or fault was found in him. 5, then this man said, we shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel unless we find it in connection with the law of his God. Daniel is an example of a man who lived a life of integrity. So as we'll be speaking on this topic, called to a life of integrity, or simply living a life of integrity, we'll be looking at Daniel as our example. Integrity is a call. It's something that is expected or required of every believer. If you say you are a child of God, if you say you are a Christian, and you are not living in integrity, then you are a fake. Let us also read Titus 1 verse 16. We are Christ's ambassadors on earth. We are to represent Jesus. If we profess with our mouth that we love Jesus, we know God, we believe in him, our actions must show. Our actions must show that we are Christians. Why? Because for some people, our lives are the only book about God they'll ever read. Some may never get to read the Bible. Maybe they'll read the Bible after they have studied your life. So for some, they'll be compelled, they'll be attracted to follow Jesus because of the way they have seen you live for Jesus. You say you are a Christian, the way you live for Christ, does it impress others? Do others get attracted to follow the same Jesus that you follow? To love the same God you claim to love. I'll start from verse number 15. To the pure, all things are pure, but to the defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but both their minds and their consciences are defiled. They profess to know God, but they deny him by their works. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work. With their mouth, they profess to know God, but by their actions, they deny him. So to the pure, all things are pure. I don't want you to get the purity in relation to Zinuzola Viga. Put it to the pure, Adadan is pure. No. Okay? The context matters. Paul is not speaking alongside those things. To the pure, all things are pure. Talking about laws to do with the food. If you are pure, laws to do with the food do not really matter. But what matters is your conduct, is your character. If your mind is defiled, then your works are defiled. If your conscience is defiled, it is already condemning you. Then everything you do is condemned. Everything you do is already defiled. So those people whose consciences are defiled, whose minds are defiled, they are the people that profess to love God, they profess to believe in God, they profess to know God, but by their very actions, they are saying, no, we don't know God. And it says these people are detestable, they are disobedient, and unfit for every good work. So what good thing can you do that can impress others that you are a believer if your actions and your words are different? So when you are talking about living a life of integrity, simply means walking the talk. What you say you are is what you must be. And it is what people should see. So some definitions. I know this topic is a bit broad, but integrity comes from the root word integer, which means something that is whole, complete, undivided, unbroken. Words similar in meaning to integrity, we cannot talk about integrity and not talk about honesty, truth or truthfulness, honor or honorableness, morals, ethics, uprightness, righteousness, decency, fairness, trustworthiness, nobility, virtue, high-mindedness, and the list goes on. So integrity is all about virtues. It's about being noble. It's about morals. It's about being decent in your conduct, the way you do things. If it is great you are looking for, get them. But they must be decent. If it is money, It should be decent money. Because there's blood money as well. Akuti kwapezera ndalama siti tani, siti sanka. Koma kwina ti masanka. Kulena kuti ukukoka zinisa tani, ukukusindisa pita kolo kuli makobi ya mbili zedi. Koma nao kusinka saka kwa ya, sika saka kwa makobi. Nanga, you are a child of God. Serious. Laptop akulendi a blesser. You are a child of God. Ndalama za vuda. Koma ndalama akupatse ndi abambawi wina watu. So if it's money, it should be decent money. Work hard for it. Earn it. If it is great, earn your great. If it is recognition in society, earn that recognition. If it is respect, don't manipulate people to respect you. Don't force people to honor you or to call you honorable when you do not even deserve to be called honorable. There are some people that are sitting on honorable positions, but themselves, they are not honorable. So integrity, it is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. If we are to describe a person who says it refers to the concept or the quality of living by one's values and principles. The quality of being honest and having strong moral principles or moral values. It is the state of being whole and undivided. If you are for Christ, then you should be for Christ. Not mwendowina kwa Yesu, mwendowina kwa ndani, kwa Satana. Your attention should not be divided. You should not have two faces. One for the public, one for the private. When people try to pry into your private space and say, hey, this is my private space, a child of God has no private space. Because everywhere you go, you are a letter. Because sometimes when we think I'm here alone, you don't even know how many eyes are looking at you. So when you think this is my private space, you'll be surprised. What if private space but look at chituzi, chiri pa public? Wajambula ndani. Unazoraga? Wajambula ndani chituzi yanga. Chatunga kwanji. This was the most private moment for me. So if you want to have a private life, you'll be tempted to have two faces. Just be you wherever you are going. So we have read from Daniel chapter 6. But this man, the Bible says, he distinguished himself above the rest of the satraps. To an extent that King Darius wanted to elevate him, to be above all the governors. Mind you, uyungobwela. Uyuti mpezele chifukwa. Asa zitukumule kwa tukumule. Mwina afumu wakoza kunchotapa mpando. Ribirepo ni nani? Ndifeo. Tukwere ndifeo pa mene boku. Antu ama menyirana but damage. But Daniel is teaching us to live a life that if people are to look for faults in you in order to damage or to discredit you, to damage your name or your reputation, they should not find any. So akuti adaye se takumpeze razi fukwa but sada jibezi. Adakwiri sana uyu chifukwa sirimda. Unless it has to do with the law of his God. So, and when I go to Chufuara Dai Girara Muro, the men are not to Azori, Nimuruguaga Uja, Amena Uja, Ababo Karan, Akoda. Komakina Ponce, what I saw with Daniel sitting on Pezeri, Chifuwa. He was just who he was, doing what he was required or expected to do. As a leader, integrity and ethics, ethics and integrity, we can hardly separate them. Among the ways that are similar in meaning, ethics is there. But what's the relationship or what's the difference? Some of us are already leaders, and some of us will be leaders, different capacity. And as SCOM, would be happy to know the members, the people that have gone through SCOM, are leading ethically. Wherever they go. Have respect for ethics, for principles. So ethics is a system of principles that guide people's decision-making processes and how they lead their lives. It is a system, set of rules of conduct in a particular culture or in a particular setting. So different groups of people have rules that guide their conduct. If you go any organization, every company, they have their own policies. They have their own values. It is documented. SCOM has its own code of conduct. They have our own values. And they are documented. There are policies that guide how we do things, how decisions are made at every level. That's ethics. But integrity is now the consistent application of the principles. Those principles that you believe in, the consistent application of those values, those moral guidelines. Now that is integrity. Knowledge of ethics minus application. Integrity baribi. Pungodziwa Bible koma osa lichita. Integrity baribi. So for us as Christians, children of God, ethics, the Bible. This is our guideline. It guides our conduct. Anything related to faith, life, decision making, whatever it is, you will find the guidelines in the Bible. I want you to take caution, because different organizations, different cultures, different people groups have their own set of rules, their own ethics. It doesn't necessarily mean that all ethics are godly. There are some rules that are not biblical. But as far as those people are concerned, you'll be a person of integrity if you go by the rules. So for a child of God, be careful what you associate yourselves with, because not all rules that govern people's behaviors are biblical. Not all codes of conduct that govern how organizations should run are biblical. I'll give you an example. One girl asked, she started the pharmacy and was working on at a certain pharmacy. Koma ku pharmacy amagulisa koma abortion pills, contraceptive pills. Mogulizana ndi malamulo anchito. Sakuyenera kumukaniza wina aliyense mtsikana mnyamata kuti sali pabanja kudzagula kuchita access ma service amene. Now saying akoma chikumbuntima changa chundirani, chikundidya. Kugulitsa sakulakwitsa, motengera ndi malamulo achani? Anchito yake malo amene yeyo ali. But biblically, is that correct?
No.
When we say integrity, for us as Christians, it's a consistent application of the biblical principles. Not just any other principles that are there, that are governing nations and societies, but biblical principles, particularly honest. So, Nshito Zizigwera, and I'm meaning for we don't study the organizations. This is the we interview. Study the organization. Check their value systems. Are you sure you'll survive in that environment as a Christian? Are you sure you'll be able to maintain your integrity in that environment? Will you be able to stand for the truth, to stand for God in that kind of environment? Given an opportunity to choose, would you choose God over and over in that environment? Because that's what integrity is all about. If you are to live by biblical principles, it means sometimes defying orders even from above. Orders, and you don't question. Will you be able to defy orders from above because you want to choose God? Because you want to honor God? Because you want to respect your choice? Because you want to take responsibility for your choice of God? We have examples in the Bible of people who defied orders from above. Do you know them? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego defied orders from above. Everybody must bow down to this idol. They chose to stand when everybody else was bowing down. Even if it means Daniel, the same Daniel we are talking about, defied a decree that was issued. Except the king. Yes, sir. There were two Hebrew midwives. Exodus chapter 1. They defied the orders of Pharaoh, of the king. But because they feared God, they let the male children live. They knew what was at stake, but they chose to fear God and defied orders. So there are some set of rules governing societies, cultures, people groups, but doesn't necessarily mean that all of them are godly. That you'll be regarded or considered a righteous man or a man of integrity simply because you are obeying and you are following the rules. If they are the rules of men, then they have to be measured with the standard of the Bible. They should be measured against what the Bible says. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's the voice of Ellen Napala, who was introducing the teaching on code to a life of integrity. We'll continue with that teaching next week.
My name is Agnes Mwangwela, and you are listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for our testimony segment, and today we are going to hear from Aaron Mwase.
My name is Aaron Mwase. I am from MAST. I'm doing Bachelor of Science in Immunology. I am in third year. I am the prayer director for SCOM, for MAST.
When did you become born again?
All right, so I became born again in 2016 when I was in Form 1, actually, at Karoro Secondary School.
What happened?
All right, so there was this event where different churches, and they had a function. So they held it at Karoro Secondary School ground, where SCOM was also invited. So when we went there, there was this preacher who taught the word, and then that's when I became born again.
Then how did you find yourself in SCOM?
All right, so for me to join SCOM, it was actually the SCOM branch at Karoro Secondary School had a trip. They were going to Ngarabe. They were shooting a video. So on the assembly day, we were told they will meet after the assembly so that they can arrange the transportation and the likes. Because of that, we were interested. So there is these things happening here. So we went and joined them so that probably we could get a chance to go to Karabe and see the lake and the likes. So that's how we joined SCOM.
How was SCOM at the Katoto Secondary School? What do you remember most?
Oh, all right. I enjoyed life there. What do I remember most? Usually my trips. We had a lot of going out. We would go to Karabe. I remember the time I went to Igwendeni for the same shooting. We were shooting the video for certain songs. I liked the place because it was very interactive. We got to learn a lot of things, a lot of basics. Thing that as a believer I was supposed to be equipped with. I learned it there because there was enough time to interact and talk.
Now going to MAST, what's the most memorable moment for you at MAST now?
The fact that I'm a leader of a very big branch, I believe it's something that is very memorable for me, because when I was chosen as the prayer director, it was quite a very amazing thing for me, because I got to lead a group of people in a very, very important part of SCOM, which is helping people and learning prayer, all of us together. So I think that's the very remarkable time for me.
How is SCOM going at MAST?
It's great now because we have new students who have joined us, and it's wonderful how we are building a family, our services and how they are lined up. We make sure that as interactive as possible. We have more students who are first year who are showing up and expressing themselves, doing different kinds of activities, which is very important. I believe now they are feeling at home, the environment that we have set up for them. And they, I like how we do our programs. We usually meet on Saturdays in the evening hours, I think for 2 hours every Saturday. So it's a great place for me personally as Aaron, because I get to learn from my fellow students and also them learning from me. So that is very important for me. So
how has SCOM impacted your life?
All right, so SCOM has impacted my life, I can say, almost every area, because there was never a place in my life where I felt like there was no need for SCOM to intervene. Every area of my life had a place where SCOM was doing some work everywhere. In my character development, my academics, I felt like SCOM was there to help me know what kind of a man I'm supposed to be, which path I'm supposed to take, and where I'm not supposed to go, where I'm supposed to go, what kind of music I'm supposed to listen to, what I'm not supposed to listen to, what I'm supposed to watch. All of these things helped me, and I feel like SCOM is what made me who I am today.
What would be a word of encouragement to fellow students or everyone listening to us?
All right, so if someone has not joined SCOM, my advice is join SCOM. Be part of this move. It's a very great place, and I believe that if you join, you will not regret it. And it's a very great place. As a believer, you get to learn, you get to understand many aspects of life. So I feel like the only thing I can say, if you're not joined, join. If you have joined, keep up to it. Be committed to it, be dedicated to it, and give all your effort. That's what I can say.
What would be your last words?
My last words? All right, I would like to just say that if there is anyone out there who is helping SCOM, I would like them to know that their work, every coin that they help SCOM with, is helping a lot. It helps us in every place that we are in, and I believe there are a lot of people helping. And I just want to send a word of encouragement that you're doing a great work. We're being assisted from all the contributions that you're making towards any work of SCOM.
That's the voice of Aaron Mwase, who was our guest in today's testimony segment.
This is Justice Chifundo Kachale, and you're listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for What's Happening in SCOM. The SCOM Associate Conference, which is called ASCO, is happening this weekend from Friday 11 October to Sunday 13 October 2024 at Malawi College of Fisheries in Mangochi. Registration fees are 15,000 kwacha for associates that are based in the central, eastern and southern region and 10,000 kwacha for associates who be coming from the northern region. For more details, please visit our Facebook page. The month of October is SCOM Awareness Month. This means that each SCOM institution, be it a secondary school branch, college, or even a SCOM zone, is supposed to organize activities that will raise SCOM awareness in their locality. SCOM will have a national theme launch on 26th October 2024 in Lilongwe. More details will be communicated in our next episode of Inside SCOM. Finally, the SCOM University and College section will have its national conference from 1st to 3rd November 2024 at Nzuzu University. The theme of this conference is pressing towards the goal. Registration fees are 5,000 kwacha for students that will be coming from the eastern and southern region, 6,000 kwacha for those coming from the central region, and 7,000 kwacha for students that are based in the northern region. Well, that update brings us to the end of today's edition of Inside SCOM. If you have got any questions, or if you want to give feedback, or you want to give us an update on what SCOM has organized in your area, please just get in touch on 0881-775-483. The number again, 0881-775-483. You can also visit our Facebook page, and the Facebook page link is facebook.com/scom.mw. You can also get more about SCOM on our website, www.scommalawi.org. Until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, when we bring to you another edition of Inside SCOM, keep on listening to TWR. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaiton.
SCOM! Jesus loves you. No.